Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 20th edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about surviving and thriving in a down economy. Those of us who have been in retailing for a long time know that there are good times and bad, but that bad times don't last. Careful money management and planning can help you get through the current difficult economic situation so that you're poised for even greater success when things look up again. Almost every retailer's sales are down as we go into 2009. However, a recent study by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance showed that independent retailers had smaller decreases than big box and chain stores. That's good news. Another advantage to being a smaller retailer is that you can respond quickly to the current situation in order to maintain your profitability. It's a lot harder to turn a yacht around in a tight spot. If your sales are declining, you need to make sure that your expenses are also going down. Take a careful look at your monthly income statements to see what categories you can target for a decrease. Even such fixed costs as rent may be subject to negotiation if you're able to convince your landlord that lower rent will make it possible for you to stay in business. An active tenant is always better than a vacant storefront. Set up a budget 6 months in advance that will allow you to stay afloat even with decreased income, and check each month to see that you're following it. A cash flow projection is also an important tool to make certain that you will have the funds on hand to pay for expenses and inventory. Inventory management is more important than ever in a down economy. It's essential that every dollar be used effectively, with bread and butter items that customers expect you to have in stock at all times, but no old inventory hanging around. Clear out older goods at 20% off before going to deeper discounts so that you can get as much income as possible from the clearance sale. But don't wait too long to go to 40 or 50% off. You need to turn slow-moving merchandise into dollars that you can use to buy new goods. If we expect customers to come back time and again, it's important that we always have new merchandise. Track your sales by category so that you can bring in new goods in the categories that sell best for you. Now is the time to order broad but shallow, with little backstock, but enough merchandise to make your displays look full and appealing. It's important to buy strategically so that you can make as much markup as possible on the merchandise that you purchase. Ask your vendors and sales reps for specials such as closeouts, free freight, and dating. Pass some of the savings on to your customers and use the rest to add to your profit margin. You may find it necessary to cut your payroll expenses, and one way to do this is to take a hard look at your store hours. Perhaps you can close 1 hour earlier on Sunday or on a weekday evening. Budget staff for the times that you're busiest based on your sales records. If you need to cut back on staffing, try to do it by asking everyone to work fewer hours rather than losing experienced employees who will be expensive to replace once the economy improves. It would be a mistake to discontinue advertising, even though your budget is tight. You do still need to draw shoppers to your store and to let visitors know what you have to offer. One way to stretch your advertising budget is to cooperate with neighboring businesses or with similar businesses in other parts of your community. You could advertise a sidewalk sale with nearby businesses, for example, or promote your crafts gallery together with other art-related businesses in a tourist guide. Be sure to let customers know that you are a locally owned independent business. Savvy shoppers know that money spent in a local store circulates more to support the area's economy than dollars spent in a big box or chain store. Permission-based emailing is the least expensive way to keep in touch with your existing customers. If you haven't started building a customer email list, you should start today. Offer your customers a small reward for signing up, or promise that there will be special offers sent only to the email list. Remember that in these challenging economic times, shoppers need the diversion of a positive retail experience. If you offer exciting merchandise, beautifully displayed, and excellent customer service, your customers will reward you with their business today and when the economy looks up again as well. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is a current item that I found at a recent gift show. Animal House presents Beer Ants, a gel ant habitat, available for $29.95 retail. The opening order is only 24 pieces, so if you think that your customers might enjoy watching ants crawl through yellow gel in a beer mug-shaped container, you can contact animalhouse.com. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. I'd like to invite you to read my weekly blog entitled The Savvy Shopkeeper on the Gift and Home Channel, which is giftandhomechannel.com. My blog is part of the Business Survival Kit. You'll also find some video-on-demand segments filmed at our store, Orange Tree Imports. Please feel free to email me at orangetreeimports@mac.com with any ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing.